Om Shanti. So today we are going to revise today's Avyakta Murali, and this is the Murali of 27th April 1983. And the heading of Murali: Methods to Transform Your Vision and Attitude. So Baba starts the Murali with the sentence: Today Bab Dada looking at the gathering of the all efforts maker. All the knowledge is merged in this one word. So Baba then speak the Hindi word Purusharthi, means effort maker. So Baba says the Purush means our body, matter, chariot, Rathi. Rathi means Rathi is master. Chariot, Rathi is master and body is matter. Purush means matter. Prakriti is matter. Yeah, Prakriti means body, no? Master of matter, yeah. So, and then Rathi. Rathi means our soul, chariot, and chariot. So Baba has asked the question that what would happen if you stabilize yourself in the meaning of this one word? You would attain all the powers, and you will able to overcome all the weaknesses. Then Baba says that what happened? If you won't stabilize yourself in the meaning of this one word. And as the Baba says that Purush and Rathi. So, especially if we see the, when we go in the yoga, so we have to stabilize, we have to try to keep ourselves first in the form of soul, that I am a soul, and then from there onwards, we have to start our meditation. So especially for me also, if when I go for yoga, either it's half an hour, 1 hour, whenever, at least for 2 minutes, 5 minutes, or sometime up to 10 minutes also, I try to stabilize myself, to see as a soul, that I am a soul in this body. And then onwards, I start my original meditation. So Baba has told that the master has, or her master has all the rights over matter. Matter cannot deceive the master. So if we see the sadhu and sannyasis, the sages in the olden time, they don't have the knowledge of supreme soul. They just have the knowledge of soul. But from that knowledge of soul also, they stabilize themselves in the form of soul, and they attain so much powers within themselves. So if we will stabilize ourselves, we have the knowledge of supreme soul. We have all kind of knowledge. So if we will stabilize ourselves in the knowledge of soul, what we cannot attain? We can attain everything. So that is the first point from the Murali Baba says about the effort maker, Purusharthi. Then second point Baba has told that in the Murali, that as you took the Brahmin birth, Baba gives us four things. So which are those four things? Self-sovereignty of all powers, tilak of awareness of being with one all the time, with all the rights. Crown of world service for world benefit, and heart throne Baba has given to us. So Baba asked the question that why you play the game, why you lose that heart throne, and why you erase the tilak. So Baba asked this question. So why we erase the tilak? Baba has told us that Baba has given you all the rights, all the powers. As we took the Brahmin birth, Baba gives that gift to everyone. But then what happened? You cannot handle, you cannot hold that things, all that four things, four attainments. Why? So Baba says that the tilak, we erase tilak. Tilak erased. So tilak means, what I churned is, T means the tension. If we have any kind of tension or worry in our mind, or any kind of strong thoughts, if comes in my mind, we forget that who am I. As the Baba says, that all the time we have to remember that I am a soul. But if we forget that I am a soul, then we forget everything. So for me, what I think is, tilak is the most important thing. Tilak will come in the first number. If we have that tilak, that awareness, that who is with me and who am I, then you can do whatever you want. All the powers will obey to you. So first one is tilak. So from T is tension. Then the I means ignorance. if we have any kind of ignorance of the spiritual laws or any either the codes of conduct for Brahmin life or the any kind of rules and regulation. So if we ignore any kind of those things, the tilak will erase. Then L means laxity. If we have any kind of laxity in Gyan Yoga, Dharana Seva, laxity means dhilai. If you have any kind of laxity in Gyan Yoga Dharana Seva, the tilak will erase. A means attraction. If we have any kind of worldly attraction, either the subtle or gross, the tilak will erase. And then last one is K. K means Kaliyugi Sanskar. If we have any kind of Kaliyugi Sanskar, the tilak will erase. So what I churn is, if the tilak erased, then we forget who am I. And when we forget that who am I, what we do? We get off throne. And when we get off from throne, when we forget that I am a soul, when tilak erase, we lose all the powers. When we lose all the powers, we get off from the throne. When we get off throne, what we start to carry the burden. Baba says that instead of carrying the crown, we start to carry the burden of all wasteful and unnecessary and useless things. So that's about the second point that Baba has told, that Baba has given us four things. Then the next point Baba has told about the warriors and the Brahmins. So Baba has told that what are the qualities of the warriors and what are the qualities of a Brahmin soul. So what the warriors do? At one moment they are victorious, and another moment they are defeated. Today they are victorious, tomorrow they are defeated. So Baba says that these are the qualities of a warriors, and Baba told that, and if you don't till now, if you don't have all the powers within yourself, so what you call either you are the warriors or you are the Brahmin. Then Baba has told that there are the symbols of the difference of symbols between the of the warriors and Brahmin soul. So what they show for the warriors? Bow and arrow. And what is the symbol for Brahmin? Flute. So Baba says with the flute, the one who hold the flute will become a master flute player, Muralidhar. And instead of being poisoned by the snake of vices, he will remove the poison and will make the snake into a bed. He will be a bed. So Baba says that there is a vast difference. There is a great difference between a snake which has the between a poisonous snake and a snake which has transformed, transformed into a bed. So Baba says that till now we don't have that power, how to remove the poison from the snake. So Baba says that they show they show the Krishna in two form. That in one form he is lying on the Shir Sagar, Vishnu is lying on the Shir Sagar on the bed of snake. In another form is dancing on the Kaliya snake. Yeah. So these things as Baba told about the snake. So actually, if we see, we all Brahmin souls are warriors only. Okay, but if we will continue to defeat, we'll go in the list of warriors. But if we will win, just like suppose if we win one time and we lose four or five times, then definitely we will go in the list of warriors. But if we will, if we gain victory four or five times, or if we defeat one time, then there may be chances that you can go either in warrior, but you can go in Brahmin soul also. So we have to become a great warrior. Then after only we can become a great Brahmin, because Baba says that till the end of our study or our life, Maya will come, and we have to conquer the Maya. We have to win the Maya. We have to fight with Maya. So we have to become a great warrior. Then only we'll become a great Brahmin soul. So what are the qualities of a great warrior? He is all the time victorious, fearless, very strong mentally and physically. And he will win. He is victorious all the time. And goal oriented. He will face all the challenges. Confidence. Yeah. Active. Yeah, he is very active. Energetic. Alert. Very alert. Yeah. Deliberate. Very careful. So, carrying weapon all the time. So, yeah. during while sleeping. So those are the few points of the warriors. Practice. So, yeah, still he do the practice, yeah. Just like the military people, there is nothing, but still they have to do the practice, drill. So those are the few points of the great warriors. So we can share more dress and... badge bulletproof jacket. Our badge is our bulletproof jacket. So then the next point Baba has says about the honesty. Baba has said that you revealed everything, all your weaknesses to Baba with honesty and you will get the marks for that honesty. Then Baba said till now, even now you haven't developed the power to transform your vision and attitude imperishable. So Baba says that why this happened. So Baba here is given the example of these gross eyes. Baba says that if you will see from these gross eyes, you will see the body. And if you will see from your divine eyes, you will see the divine form only. So Baba says if you will see the with these gross eyes, you will see the body, skin. So that is whose job to look at the skin and think about the skin. Is it the job of an angel or what? So this is about the, Baba says in the honesty, that we have to see, we have to, for me actually what I have learned that honesty means we have to honest Baba all the time. We have whatever weaknesses we have, if we made any mistake or whatever is there, we have to tell everything Baba very clearly and then Baba gives us the power. But next time we have to use that power to overcome that weakness. It didn't mean that all the time we perform, we commit the mistake and we tell to Baba and we think, oh, I am very honest. It is not the original meaning of the honesty. Honesty means whatever is happened. Even just like Mama also used to say that we are the Purusharthi, effort maker. So whatever mistake you had made once, whatever mistake you had committed once, don't repeat that mistake again. So I think that about the honesty. Whatever we had, weaknesses we made, we have to tell Baba, but then we have to learn from our mistake and we have to try to overcome, we have to try to finish those weaknesses which is ourselves, if we have. And the next point is Baba says that see the all the souls as a embodied, all the embodied soul, all the women of the world as a Shiv Shakti, as a goddess, as a World mother. Don't see that she is a teacher or she is a kumari or she is a student or she is an instrument soul who is a teacher, who is a server. But who is she? She is a Shiv Shakti. And then Baba told to sisters and mothers also that you also have to try to stabilize yourself, keep yourself stable yourself in the form of Shiv Shakti all the time. And then Baba says about who are you? You are the Mahavir. So what they show in the Mahavir? What are the speciality of Mahavir? Yeah. First burn the progeny of Ravan and yourself. Yeah. No, not Sita. No, I am not agree with Sita. I have so much objection with Sita. That's Ram, no Sita also. So, I made some mnemosis from that Mahavir word and what the Mahavir means. So, as the Baba says in the Murli, Mahavir means mountain on his palm and fly within a second, and master, matter cannot deceive master, that's for the M. Then next one is A, yeah, that if you carry mountain, whatever, the same. And the next one is A. So what is A? Baba says that Alpha, if your first lesson Alpha is not formed, how is going to take the Beta, the kingdom? So M means mountain in your palm, and master. And A means Alpha, the first lesson should be very firm. Then H, S means have to burn the progeny of Ravan within ourselves. And then only you can learn burn the Lanka of outside. And then the MHA, A means, what Baba says in that paragraph, A means, no, with A, a sensible person cannot deceived. He cannot deceive repeatedly. So A means a sensible person. Then V means victorious all the time. I means Baba says in the Murli that I am doing this, I am trying that, and I am an effort maker. Don't use those words that I am doing. But Mahavir is who don't have those kind of words. So and R means Rama. One Ram and no one else. So these are the qualities of a Mahavir soul. So in the Ramayana they show, no, when the battle has finished and Ram comes back to Ayodhya and they have the coronation ceremony, and during that time they are distributing gifts to everyone, especially to whom they helped Rama during the war. And then Sita asked to Ram that please give something to Hanuman also, Mahavir also. But Ram denied, no need to give anything. Then Sita, what she did, she removed a necklace of pearl, one pearl necklace from the Ram's neck, and she gave it to Hanuman. And she said that that's from the Ram. And then what Hanuman did, he has broken that necklace, and he started to chewing that each of the pearl. Then Sita was looking at to him, oh, look at to him, although he's a monkey, what he's doing. So then Ram was smiled. Then Sita asked to Hanuman, oh Hanuman, what are you doing? You know that necklace is from the neck of Ram and is so valuable. Then Hanuman says that I am just checking the inside that each of the pearl, Rama is there or not. Then Sita asked to Hanuman that all the time you are chanting Rama, 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 but within you have the Rama or not. And that time he told, open his chest and show the Ram inside that. So that the Baba says, that's why I say that I have the objection with the Sita also, just Ram is there. And then Baba says about the Shakti. Baba told to mothers also, you have to see yourself all the time as the Shakti. Don't see that he is my brother or student, but always see him also a Mahavir. Yeah, so what's the meaning of Shakti? S means stable yourself, always in the form of Shakti. Baba says, no, you always think that you are a Shiv Shakti. S and H means I have to perform elevated actions. I have to become elevated, perform elevated action and become elevated. And have to face or have to tolerate whatever I have to face or tolerate, but have to perform elevated actions only. I said then A means, in A Baba says, any kind of weakness is there is because of carelessness. So Shakti means one who don't have any kind of weakness or any kind of carelessness. And from A we can take one more, as the Baba says, that attainment, four things which Baba gives to us when we took the Brahmin birth. And K means keep looking on the forehead. Baba says in the Murli, in that para, that always keep seeing the jewel on the forehead and the soul in the forehead. So that is the K for the Shakti, keep looking in the forehead. T means transformation of poisonous snake into a bed, transformation of your old sanskar. So and letter K, T, I means, what illness? Imperishable vision and attitude. That's the I. So that's about the Mahavir and Shakti. And then Baba was saying to, in the last one, Baba is saying about the determination power. And Baba is meeting with the Kumaris and he's saying that, are you going to take back these weaknesses with you or what? You don't have to allow these weaknesses to come back to you. Even if comes to you forcefully, you don't have to accept that. If what you do, if an enemy come, what we do then? Did we welcome enemy or what we do? We don't allow enemy to come. So that's why Baba says, don't allow these weaknesses come back to you. And then Baba says about the two kinds of lock. One lock is attention and checking, and another one is yad and remembrance. So Baba says that apply that lock from both sides. So I asked to someone that Baba says that apply the lock from both sides means what? So he says that put one lock from the outside of the door and one lock inside of the door. Then I told him then how he will come inside the room. Then yesterday I asked to Arvind bhai. Baba said on the both sides, yeah. Yeah, so that's why yesterday I asked to Arvind bhai, and Arvind bhai said in the home always there are the two doors, one is the main door, so put one lock on the main door and another lock on the back door. So that is the meaning of applying the two locks. So that was some points which I sent from today's Murli. Yeah, that Manju Ben is saying, in the shutter they have the two locks, one on the right side and one on the left side. But Baba didn't say about the two doors, Baba says about the two locks only. So the homework from today's Murli is that we have to check how honest I am with Baba and what is the really definition of the honesty. And as the Baba says that warriors, that how, what are the qualities of a great warriors and what are the qualities of a great Brahmin soul. What are the main points which has taken? The first one is Purusharthi, efforts maker, Purusharthi. Four attainments. Third is warrior and Brahmin. Symbols, yeah. Honesty. Fifth is vision and the Shiv Shakti. Shiv Shakti and the Mahavishnu. Sixth one is the determination power. And Diti and warriors, yeah, Brahmin and the warriors. Yeah. The Ditis have the flute, no? So they will become the Muralidhar. And the warriors have the bow and arrow. Om Shanti.